This week, Time magazine named German Chancellor Angela Merkel their Person of the Year. She's the fourth German leader to be so named since Time began this year-end ritual. Merkel joins Konrad Adenauer, Willy Brandt, and Adolf Hitler. Angela Merkel is a unique witness to the history that includes those three other leaders. Raised in East Germany, she's gone from child of the Cold War to champion of the European Union. Her lifetime spans a Germany seen as feared and to be controlled, to a Germany the success of which is the only thing that can hold the euro together in light of an imminent crisis and the potential of default for some euro members. Is Merkel the linchpin of stability for 21st century Europe? Ulrike Garrow is founder and director of the European Democracy Lab at the European School of Governance.
I think what we are seeing is basically three crises which came together. There was first the exit of Greece of the Eurozone, and this was peaking in July this year. Then we had the refugee crisis, and now we have a terror crisis. So there's really three things. And Mrs. Merkel is one of these outstanding heads of states. I mean, in The Economist had that piece about the indispensable leader, because there's nobody else out there. So every eyes is turned to Mrs. Merkel for fixing basically the whole European crisis solution. I think that's what it's all about.
Do you think Merkel imagined that she would go from being raised in East Germany, where, I mean, you're really buried alive in East Germany during the Cold War period, to being this global leader who really has to decide on scenarios that were inconceivable during her time in East Germany?
Well, no. I mean, who could? We have so much changing political realities these days, which is breathtaking, you know. I mean, from Brexit again to refugee crisis to terror. Who would have thought that 3 months ago about the destiny of the European Union? So, no, all this was unforeseeable. Merkel as a woman coming from former GDR, then making it to chancellor, first woman chancellor in Germany also, in a conservative party. So this is really, really big news. And now she's celebrating her 10 years in power. So I think this is a brilliant career. And it reminds me a little bit like the two former chancellor we had in Germany, first Helmut Schmidt, who just died, who just passed away, and then Helmut Kohl, who also became lately in their chancellor years, basically they turned from party leader to statesman, right? If you remember Helmut
sure.
Schmidt, he did the Pershing thing. I mean, he defended the American missiles against the SS-20 of the former Soviet Union, and he lost his party, but became a statesman about this decision. And then Helmut Kohl, who was a not so much respected chancellor in the first time he had, but then came unification in 89, German unification, and that made him become a statesman. So for Merkel, it's a little bit like this. She was a very, very tough party leader, always had the party, but now she's turning into a German, let alone perhaps even European statesmanship, which is she runs Europe in a way. But on the other hand, she seems to be losing her party, for instance, on that refugee question, because Germans are sort of split now on what can we do on refugees.
I'm wondering if Merkel has any sense that the success of Germany in the 21st century has something to do with German destiny, or if it's just a result of factors that really have more to do with Europe than Germany.
Well, a couple. I mean, I think it's both again. I mean, obviously, Germany is a very industrialized country. Germany has strong industries. And so it's also geographically in the middle of Europe, which obviously is a sort of pool position. Yeah, you're better off being Germany than being, say, Finland or Greece, which is periphery. So Germany gets it all from that. It's a little bit the spider in the web of Europe. And that's why we have this discussion about the new European hegemon or the leadership role of Germany. The problem is that always this is twofold. The leadership or the hegemon has problematic sides, which is squeezing the others, not doing policies which are pleasant for the others. France is suffering from, euro governance policies, as is the southern countries. So there's always an ambivalence if you have a leadership role. And I think the US should know it, because that's what you have been doing in the world for decades, you know. So there's always a flip side. And is it due to Germany alone? I don't think so. I think there's strong political economy evidence that if Germany is so strong, then it is because it is in the middle of Europe and benefiting from the whole, say, single market euro setup. And so it's more this congruency between Germany and Europe, which starts to be a problem if then the others, meaning the US, only looks at Germany, whereas Germany is only strong because it is in that pool position in Europe. You know, I happened to see a couple of American friends the other day in Berlin, and they came saying, look, the new US strategy will be Germany needs to rule Europe. And I said, look, wait a minute. That's really too short. I can understand this from a US perspective. The US is always, you know, quick fixes and, you know, sort of simple solutions. But there is more complexity to Europe, and it falls too short to say Germany will be able to rule Europe in a way, or to only capture the German momentum in that, you know, ascendance now, whereas the rest from Europe falls apart. It's not going to work like this.
Ulrike Gero is talking about Angela Merkel and her importance in Europe. This is The Takeaway. 10 years for Angela Merkel. Do you think she's having any fun?
I think she must be very stressed. These days aren't easy. I mean, between the refugees and the terror and the intertwinement between the two questions, I think it's really, really dark days. For Europe, we are reducing security. We are having reflections like, I mean, it's a little bit the European 9/11, and we're having similar discussions than the US had with your very sad terror event. So it's hard time to secure an agenda of civil liberties. It's hard time to be welcoming to refugees. We need to think about that war question. What do we do with Syria? There is obviously a problem how to deal with Putin. We haven't been even talking about the Maidan and the Ukraine question, the Crimea annexion. So no, I think Europe is under deep strain. We have an amalgamation of a complex series of crises which came very quickly one after the other. And to be honest, I wouldn't want to be in the skin of Madame Merkel. She probably has the toughest time of her life these days.
Ulrike Gero is founder and director of the European Democracy Lab at the European School of Governance. Thanks so much.
Welcome.